This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. We're waiting for your phone calls, questions, comments. Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader in North Dakota, will join us in just a little bit. Get an update on the legislative session, how things are going there. A lot of things happening. Busy session. Jam-packed. Jam-packed session, no doubt about it. Also, this hour, Governor Doug Burgum and First Lady Catherine Burgum will join us on the program today together. I don't know that we've ever done that before. Have we, where we have both of them together? I don't know. Todd, you're the What's on Your Mind historian. You tell me. I don't think we've had a chance to do that. It is Recovery Day at the Capitol, though. And so we'll tell you a little bit about that. And then we're going to wrap up with Corey Lewandowski. He's the former campaign manager for President Trump. Now a top advisor to him, sort of informal advisor, I guess, and active still. Rallying supporters of the president. He will join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for all of that on the program. Chet Pollard is here, House Majority Leader, to start the hour. Chet, how are you?
Scott, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Give me your assessment of how things are going so far. What's the good, the bad, and the ugly?
Well, we're definitely at that point of the session where everything is busy. Everything's up in the air. You know, the House this time has roughly 130 more bills than last session, like 540-some. I think the Senate's got 16 more. So we have a lot busier of a schedule. USCR floor sessions are going to get longer starting this week. Next week, they'll be longer. And then the following week, right before crossover, they'll be all days. You know, so a lot of items going on, a lot of discussions.
What is the top priority that you go into each day with, knowing that, you know, it's one less day on the calendar for the legislative session? What's the primary focus you have as the House leader?
The primary focus we've got is to have a balanced budget. We're going to go into crossover, and we'll probably be upside down, and that's normally what happens this time of the session when we get closer to crossover. But our ultimate goal is to have a balanced budget and for us to control our spending a little bit. You know, not a little bit. We need to control our spending when this summer, like when Operation Prairie Dog was out there, because that's one of the things you're going to see coming forward in the next week or two. We've got to make sure we fund them and that we have the cash in place in order for us to do all those programs. So that's our main focus. When Operation Prairie Dog and all those bills were being discussed back in June and July and August, you know, oil, WTI oil was around 67, 68 bucks, taking the overall average out here probably somewhere around 55 to 58. Now, when we had our first legislative forecast, you know, that number with what Lynn Helms was talking about, you know, was around 42.5 to 44 bucks and 1.35 million barrels. So those numbers have changed drastically from the midsummer to where we're at here today.
You know, I've heard a fair amount of murmuring, I'll call it murmuring, about the Prairie Dog, about that particular bill, that it is, I guess too many people are jumping up and down excited about it for there not to be something that ought to concern some folks, basically. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but basically there's such overwhelming support, certainly from the counties and the cities, because, of course, they're the beneficiaries, so you'd understand that. And even the legislative support, yet there doesn't seem to be necessarily a good rein on you know how those dollars go. It's sort of like something for everybody, a little candy for everybody. What would you say to that that argument?
I think what you're going to see is the House Finance and Taxation Committee, which Representative Craig Hedlund chairs, that bill is probably going to be re-referred to appropriations. Well, it's got to be done by Wednesday at the latest. Actually, it's supposed to be done by today, but you'll see a motion on the floor for some of these bills with appropriations to give us another day or two to get those finalized in the policy committees to get them down to appropriations. And so with Operation Prairie Dog, you know, right now, the way that's sitting, it came out, introduces a bill at $280 million, you know, $115 to the counties, $115 to the cities and the townships, you know, so, and he had $50 million to the airports. So that was $280 million. You're going to see the bill is going to come out with some amendments to you know, the House and the Senate likes buckets. You know, we always have a certain amount of money going to the general fund. Then we'll put like $75 million to the budget stabilization fund. And what you're going to see is we need to make sure Operation Prairie Dog cash flows with the rest of the state's revenues. And so that bill will be transferred to appropriations. You will see we will be making sure as our oil and gas tax collections come in, that they're going to be filling these buckets up, like to fill the Strategic Investment and Infrastructure Fund. And then it will go to start filling these buckets. I think there will be $30.4 million going to the bigger cities. Then you'll see it'll start allocating out to fill SIF, and then it'll go and start allocating equal amounts of dollars going into the counties, the cities, buckets. So those things can start getting filled. So that's what you're going to see that bill come out. So it's not going to be a drastic change, but there are going to be some changes in the bill, but not a lot of dollars worth. So the political subs are going to get their money. We just have to make sure it cash flows for the state.
Are you comfortable with the level of, you know, strings, if you will, or guidelines so that those dollars are spent on projects that they're intended to be spent for in the way of infrastructure?
You know, my main concern, as I said previously, is to make sure these dollars are going into these buckets so they go out. I have concern of the permanency, which I've expressed to the sponsors of the bill, because those buckets got to fail to get appropriated out. If we would have a drop in revenue, say, 2 or 4 years from now, that could be a concern going forward, because, Scott, how legislation always goes, once you appropriate out money like this $250 million, which is basically that's what it's going to come out at, unless the finance and tax changes some things on amendments, they're going to expect that money next session. And that's a little of a concern to me.
Let's talk about the forecast a little bit. There was a fair amount of controversy on the, for the first time ever, the House and Senate leadership, you know, contracted for their own forecast, and some people were less than thrilled with the outcome and the product of the $50,000 expenditure because of, you know, for instance, what they judged oil on and how many operating wells and just a number of things that were easily picked apart. I mean, is that fair criticism? Are you concerned about that forecast? Are you going to use that forecast?
What we did was we took a look at Moody's forecast. And then the other one was called IHS, if I'm correct. Don't ask me what that stands for, but it was IHS. Now, they both had different outcomes, but yet what we did was we took the two of them and we used kind of a middle of the road as far as a compromise, and that's how we come up with a revised forecast, which was in line with what we had heard at the very beginning of the session. We had the Lynn Helms in talking about oil production, how much is going to be coming, and that's basically that 1.35 million. Our pipelines are kind of running full. And then, like I said before, oil prices had dropped. So we had to come with something close to the figures in between those, and I think we did that. Granted, it was lower than what the executive budget was. And, of course, nobody's going to want to like that, but that's the way it was. But we felt comfortable at the prices the day those revenue forecasts came in. That's why we adopted those at $42.50 and going into at 1.35 million barrels.
I think
it was just fine.
We have less than a minute left, but I'll ask you two other questions, one a text and one my last question regarding the legacy fund expenditures. Do you anticipate the governor's suggestions for the legacy fund will come close to being adopted?
There is, in the executive proposals, you're going to see some of those are going to get funded, not all of them. I don't see that happening. I think we're in agreement on the funding for the UAS. I think that was in the executive proposal at $30 million. I think we're going to be around $27 million on that once we had those folks come in. That looks like a very good program, so we agree with that. Now, as far as some of the other projects, we're still looking at them. Of course, the TR library was in there. That's going to be a challenge, and so we're looking at them.
All right, and this will just be a comment. I won't have enough time for you to answer, but it just the texter said, how about they lighten the load by dumping the bills that micromanage our personal freedoms? I would assume referring to maybe the seatbelt legislation or something there, but that's just a, for what it's worth, comment from one of the listeners today. Chet, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it. We'll chat again soon.
Scott, thank you. We can do you that.
Bet. All right, take care. 16 after the hour, Governor Burgum, First Lady Catherine next.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishick, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. By the way, tomorrow night's State of the Union address, Corey Lewandowski, former campaign manager for President Trump, will join us here in just a little bit to preview the State of the Union address. We will have that for you on both. Well, you just wherever you hear what's on your mind, chances are you're going to hear the State of the Union address. 550 KFIRE AM, 1100 The Flag will have it. We're even going to do a little post-game show. You can do it for the Super Bowl. You might as well do it for the State of the Union, right, Todd? And,
sure.
Be taking some calls and have some fun, so we're looking forward to that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at energyofnorthdakota.com. The energyofnorthdakota.com. I say that not once, but twice, so you can check it out on your at your leisure. Find out a little bit about the energy of North Dakota. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota, what does it do? Strengthens all of America. And through the abundance of talents and innovations and technologies, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability, with producers and communities working together, securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. And it's all happening right now with the energy of North Dakota. So again, find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Governor Doug Burgum joins us now. Hello, Governor. How are you?
I'm great, Scott, and I'm even better because I'm here with the First Lady as well.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
We were trying to decide if we'd have the two of you on together at the same time. I don't think we had, so it's more radio history here. We're thrilled. How are you doing, Catherine?
I'm good. Sweet. We're making history. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly right. And it is also Recovery Day, first ever Recovery Day at the Capitol today. So we want to have you both on to talk a little bit about the plans for the day and your invite to folks in the region that want to stop on by anytime between 10:30 and 3 today. Tell us a little bit about what you have planned.
Well, Scott, first, thanks for having us on your show today to help us promote the first ever Recovery Day. You know, it's really about, you know, focusing on recovery from both addiction and mental illness. And we had never, as I started, you know, kind of researching this, we had never done this before. We'd never sort of had a statewide focus on recovery for one day. And so we thought we totally need this. And it's really an opportunity for people to come to the Capitol and learn about all the providers we have in our state that are providing services in their communities for recovery from mental illness and addiction. And, you know, people that are struggling right now and don't know where to go, it's a perfect opportunity for them to come to the Capitol. And so we're really excited about that. And we're going to have a program. The governor is going to make a proclamation. And, you know, we've got people that are going to be speaking from 12:15 to 12:45 on the topic of recovery and the issues that are so important to our state. So we're really grateful for this day, for sure.
Governor, I know that you are very proud of what the First Lady has done here and have an enormous amount of gratitude for her putting her own story out there and encouraging other people to, you know, just remove the stigma a little bit and have this conversation. Can you think of any examples of things you've seen along the way as she's put this issue firsthand out front that have really, you know, touched you and made a difference?
Well, Scott, it's, you know, seeing the courage of the First Lady firsthand and up front having a front row seat, it's hard for me to get emotional when you ask that question, because when we're any event we go to, no matter what the topic is, I mean, we could be at a Bismarck Demons basketball game, or we could be at a, you know, some other, you know, event that's an official event, but people come up to the First Lady and they share with her their stories, and they want to talk to her. They want to talk about the impact that addiction is, the disease of addiction has had on their family or their parents or their kids or their siblings. And getting this conversation starting and trying to normalize this conversation that this is a disease and not a moral failing is helping us rethink policy. It's helping us rethink how we think about corrections and incarceration. It's rethinking about how we think about treatment. It's, you know, the whole continuum care. We can think about doing it differently. And as we do that, you know, from a taxpayer standpoint, we can do this in a way that's more cost effective. And is, you know, better for the individuals that have been and the families that have been stricken by it. So it's a win-win all the way around. And it's, again, to see the First Lady's courage and how she engages with individuals that share sometimes for the first time, they're sharing their story with her that they may not have shared before. And so it's having a powerful effect.
You know, Catherine, the thing that amazes me is just even the term Recovery Day and Recovery Reinvented and just having, you know, the conversations you've had with that simple, you know, term. it just opens up so many people to different stories and feel differently about it. So it's been a great conversation and something fascinating to watch, and it really is extremely needed, right? I mean, just to break that stigma a little bit and have people realize there's other people that have been in your shoes, and as long as you have the hope of the recovery ahead, you know, you can overcome anything. I imagine this has to have been gratifying for you as well to see the progress of this.
Well, you know, it's been a really a heartwarming journey, really. The people that I've been able to talk to, the people that have shared their stories. And today is really about eliminating stigma. It's really about continuing to normalize the conversation around the disease of addiction, that this is not a choice. We were the first ever state to do a survey to figure out our baseline of where we are on stigma. And we learned that, you know, fortunately for us, you know, 60% of the people in our state believe that addiction is a disease. But that also says that 40% believe that addiction is still a choice. And so we need to, you know, get that message out there by showing the faces and voices of recovery, and that recovery is possible, and there's always hope for recovery. And you know, I'm going to be issuing a challenge when we're having our program today, and I'll just say it now, too, that I challenge everybody listening today to talk to three people about addiction and recovery, how it's affected your life. You know, if you're a caretaker, if you're someone taking care of someone who has an addiction, if you have recovered from addiction, if you're currently battling addiction, just talk about it. Let's normalize the conversation like any other chronic, progressively fatal disease, like diabetes. And it's just a simple solution that costs nothing. So I just continue to put that challenge out there to people to help us eliminate the stigma.
Governor, real quick, about 30 seconds left, but I'd like to get your take on recovery reinvented, how the state is doing. Give me your report card on how you think things are coming in that regard.
Well, the two recovery reinvented days had a big impact. Last fall, we had over 1,500 people that, you know, in person, online, overwhelming support, you know, the speakers, the program, the artists, everybody that showcased their thing. But one of the things that came out of that was the First Lady has got a youth ending stigma challenge called YES. And applications are being received through next Friday, February 15th. Students committees can receive up to $1,000 to run an 8-week-long program. And so we want to get the word out that you can still apply, because we're trying to get students in high schools and colleges to also do their own local in-school programs for youth-ending stigma.
Youth. Uh-huh. It's any youth. It's junior high. Any youth.
That's fantastic. Folks, go to the Capitol. It's yours. The taxpayers of North Dakota, that is your Capitol. Go there today and take part of this, whether you're a recovery advocate, whether you're an individual with a lived experience, whether you're an expert, a specialist, just interested in recovery. Anybody's encouraged to attend. It's open to the public. And again, the booths are open now. A lot of great information. Great people there from 10:30 to 3, and the program will happen at 12:15 in Memorial Hall. Thank you both. Take care.
Going once, going twice, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A meeting continues in Virginia's capital at this hour, where the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is discussing his political future with staffers as calls grow louder for his resignation. The calls coming after a photo surfaced from his 1984 medical school yearbook showing men in blackface and a Ku Klux Klan robe. Northam initially saying that one of the men was him, and then changing his story on Saturday saying neither of the men are him. His predecessor and friend Terry McAuliffe says,
Ralph is a good, moral, decent man. and may have made some mistakes in his past. Ralph will do the right thing for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Lawyers for the special counsel in the Russia probe are going to be in federal court today with lawyers for President Trump's former campaign manager to debate whether Paul Manafort lied to investigators after promising to cooperate. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
That might scare you a little bit. On average, it costs a company 6 to 9 months of an employee's salary to replace him or her. No kidding. You got an employee making $60,000 a year. That's $30,000 to $45,000 in recruiting costs to the company. Ouch. You do that often enough, and it can be the difference. So if you want help retaining your employees, consider a business partnership with the University of Mary. Because Mary provides scholarships to your employees at no cost to you, and your employees enhance their skills and continuing their careers. Join over 50 businesses across the region that are partnering now with University of Mary. Classes start every 5 weeks. They'll design a program and scholarship experience to meet your unique needs. Contact the University of Mary. Nobody does it like they do. It's incredible. 701-355-8030. Email enroll at umary.edu to learn how your business can partner with the University of Mary. The 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, tomorrow night will give the State of the Union address a little bit later than first planned, thanks to the partial government shutdown and antics of Nancy Pelosi. What will the president say? What will this moment do? We ask Corey Lewandowski, his informal advisor now, someone that is out there working with organizations to support the president, stand up for the president. Of course, his campaign manager as well, prior to his being elected president of the United States. Corey, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me back.
What are the top three things the president needs to do tomorrow night?
Well, look, first and foremost, he has to educate the American people exactly what is taking place on the border. I know a lot of people have heard about it, but I don't think they fully appreciate the humanitarian crisis and the issues of national security. And that's going to be a highlight of the president's speech tomorrow night. He's going to articulate what has taken place down there, the crimes, the drugs that are pouring across the border, and giving Congress one last opportunity to provide a solution to the problem that we have, which means not kicking the can down the road, providing the funding for a border wall. And if they don't do that, I think tomorrow night you will hear the president talk about the fact that he will use the authority given to him under the Constitution to ultimately declare that emergency and build the wall. I think that's going to be the first and the most important thing he's going to talk about tomorrow. I think the second thing he's going to talk about is this issue of right to life, because we have seen in the recent weeks, the discussion, particularly from the Democrats in states like Virginia and the governor down there, who's in a bit of hot water on a number of things, talking about the fact that it's okay to have a child if that child's born with a deficiency that you don't like, you can actually have that child euthanized, which is insane. We should call that first-degree murder, and this president and the vice president are very pro-life, and he's going to discuss that during the State of the Union. And he's also going to talk about the achievements which he's been able to achieve on behalf of the American people, the economy, how strong it is, more people working today than ever in the history of our country, the unemployment rate for African-Americans and Hispanic-Americans, lowest ever recorded. Those are going to be the big themes. And lastly, he's going to touch on our foreign policy, making sure that our friends and our allies know that we are with them. But we cannot be the policemen of the world. We have to bring our men and women home when it doesn't make a strategic when it doesn't make strategic sense to keep them in those places. Those are the big themes you're going to see out of the State of the Union tomorrow night. And the president's speech is slated to be just about an hour long, about 15 minutes or 20 minutes shorter than the last speech. But let's hope we can find some ways where both sides, Republicans and Democrats together, can join this president to keep America moving in the right direction.
Do you ever feel like you're living in an alternative universe or something? When you think about the president running as a candidate, promising everything that he has, you know, done now, and much of it taking root, like in the economy with the tax cut plan, and you see, you know, the jobs numbers here last week, you see the growth that compared to the growth in the economy under Obama. I mean, almost every metric, despite, you know, some games going on with interest rates and everything else. And the president doesn't seem to get credit for it. Doesn't seem to get, like any president normally with the economy would be like, well, wow, that's pretty incredible. What how is it that he can do what he said he was going to do to have it work and have him not get the credit for it?
Well, it's amazing because, you know, if you were to look at just what the mainstream media says, you'd think we're back in a recession. You think that this president hasn't created over 4 million jobs. You think that our unemployment numbers are, you know, back to the levels of the 20s and early 30s. But what is really happening is the American people have become very wise to the fake news, the stories that you and I have seen and follow every day, and your listeners have seen and now follow. Remember just 2 weeks ago, it was the BuzzFeed story that if the president did this, it would be an impeachable offense. That was mentioned 200 times on cable news in 24 hours and in the mainstream media, only to come and find out that, of course, the whole story was fabricated and it never existed. There was no story there, but it doesn't matter because they don't apologize 200 times. What they do is they say, well, let's move on to the next topic. You know, whether that topic is, you know, once again, the individuals who had a periphery in the Trump world, whether it was at the campaign or at the corporation, and they've done things which were illegal and they're now being punished for those things, and rightfully so, they should be punished for those things. But it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. There is no collusion. There is no coordination. There was no cooperation with us and any foreign entity. But the media wants to continue that narrative. So what you're going to find is this president has educated the American people to question everything they see from the mainstream media because they've been so disingenuous about his record and his record of success that the American people are now saying, you know what, we don't believe you anymore. And that's really where things have gone in the last 2 years of this administration.
Is there a breakthrough at some point, do you believe, that, you know, there's just enough critical mass from the pathetic way the fake news media works and an awakening to say, you know, maybe we haven't been getting the best information here because it looks to me like it's working? I mean, it seems to me that, you know, I can't find a path to where this sort of breaks through. It's just more of the same. The fake news pounds away on him. They're absolute hypocrites. They're discredited constantly, but they're still there. I don't know, you know, when they're going to go away. But, I mean, do you see a point where the president breaks through all this insane amount of criticism?
You know, I don't know because last night I saw, you know, a New York Times reporter who was covering the Super Bowl, who was part of the press pool, who was also talking about the president's color, how we get to that shade of orange. That's supposed to be an objective journalist. That's supposed to be a person who's reporting the news. And they bring such bias to these positions. I don't see, you know, I don't know how the president gets through that because it's not just one story. It's hundreds of stories. It never ends. And until the president goes on television or goes on the radio or gives a press conference, it's the only way he can fight back other than the social media accounts. But it doesn't matter because the media is just so dishonest. They have not given him a fair shake. And look. Remember, your listeners know this. The day that we woke up on election day of 2016, the New York Times said he had a 1% chance of becoming the president of the United States. 1%. Today he is the president. And I saw this ridiculous article written, and they said, well, actually what they were predicting was that Hillary Clinton was going to win the popular vote. That's not what they were predicting. They have revisionist history. And when the media makes mistakes, and they make them all the time, there's no apology to the president. Look, and there are still people inside the Trump administration, we saw this week that they leaked his entire schedule since Election Day of 2018 through the last 3 months or 4 months. And the media's narrative now is Donald Trump has too much executive time. He's not working hard enough for the people. Out of all the things you can say about Donald Trump, the fake news can't even get this right. Because this guy works 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. He never stops. But the narrative now is, well, he has too many private meetings and he's relaxed too much. It's ridiculous. And that's what the American people have to fight through every day to get the truth.
Yeah, speaking of that, I mean, that story that, you know, with the schedules, you know, I went through all the schedules. I didn't see anything there other than, you know, executive time means he's on the phone and in meetings. And George W. Bush did the same thing. They just didn't call it executive time. So it's a total nothing burger, as if this is some controversy. You know, it's or what time he gets to the Oval Office. Who cares? Like you say, the guy works 24/7. It's just the stupidest thing ever. But I mean, I want to scream when I think someone that is working for President Trump is in his Oval Office thinks this is okay to give to a reporter. I mean, how in the world can you operate under that? I mean, how do you, if I'm, you know, in business and things are getting out there to the competitors that shouldn't be, you'd say, well, wait a minute, you know, this can't be. We've got to figure out who this is. How do you stop to that?
Look, you're exactly right. There continue to be people around this president who don't support his agenda, that don't want to see him be successful. Look, I had the privilege of speaking to them. I had dinner with the president on Monday night of last week. I spoke to the president on Thursday afternoon for a while. I looked through those calendars. I know when I've spent my time with the president, never did I see my name on there because, you know, what he's doing, he's making phone calls, he's having lunch with people, and it doesn't go on the calendar, and that's perfectly fine. This president works all the time. You talk to anybody, they're always getting calls from the president. The scariest thing to me is this is a breach of national security, releasing the president's schedule, releasing what he's doing on a daily basis. I don't understand why there's been no accountability. There should be an FBI investigation. The person who leaked this information, whether it's from their private email account or from their government account, should be perp walked out of that building in handcuffs, because we have not had one person accountable yet for all of these continued leaks coming out of the administration. And that is a disservice to both the president, but moreover, the American people. We deserve better.
I couldn't agree anymore. Corey Lewandowski, former campaign manager for Donald J. Trump, now an informal advisor and a friend of the president's. A couple of minutes left here. Corey, I want to ask you a little bit about the border security battle. You talk about that as number one, to educate the American people on the border. And I do believe if people pay attention to what the facts are and what the experts say, they'll understand the president has got it right on the border security battle. But how does this movie end? How do you see it ending? What, I mean, is it going to be an emergency order? Is it going to be some deal out of this conference committee? How are we going to settle this one?
Here's what I think. I think this president has offered negotiation after negotiation to try and get this problem resolved, and the Democrats have no interest in negotiating in good faith. So come February 15th, after 3 weeks of keeping the government open again and everyone getting their back pay and the government moving again, the Democrats we're going to see are going to continue to be obstinate. They're going to continue to be obstacles. They don't want to give this president the win that he and the American people deserve. I think the president will declare an emergency. If they can't get that done on the 15th, it will immediately get challenged to the court system. The courts in the Ninth Circuit, the liberal Ninth Circuit, will probably issue an immediate injunction. And this will go directly to the Supreme Court. And the question that the Supreme Court will have to answer is a constitutional one. Does the president have the legal authority to direct the U.S. military to start building and digging a wall on the U.S. border of the United States and Mexico? And I think it's very clear under Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, he 100% has that authority. And remember, when the president had to bring the immigration issue to the Supreme Court of does he have the constitutional authority to limit people coming into this country from other countries, they ruled 9-0 that he has the authority. The same is going to happen here, and he's going to build a wall.
Ah, love it. Let's have it happen. Let's, you know, and show them for what they are. People that once supported this that no longer do, for the reason you mentioned at the beginning of this, they don't want to give the president credit. Ridiculous. Corey, keep up the good fight. We appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Senator John Hoeven was on Fox News Sunday yesterday. He's got an idea how to get that conference committee with less politics. We'll tell you about it next.
Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities.
So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. February is one of my favorite months. Yes, I get to spoil my wife on Valentine's Day, and yes, there are only 28 days in the month. But best of all, Saturday, February 9th is National Pizza Day. So go ahead, celebrate with your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza loaded with the finest quality toppings, then bombarded with delicious cheese. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. And visit Pizza Corner Pizza Facebook page this week for your chance at winning a free pizza for National Pizza Day. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Catching up on my reading during the break here, Investors Business Daily. Quote, the latest expectation-shattering jobs report isn't a fluke. It's another sign that President Trump's economic policies are improving the lives of middle-class families. That's worth underlining. For the first time in more than 20 years, the number of people who are out of the labor force, those without jobs and not looking, shrank by 640,000 people over the past 12 months. The latest numbers also underscore a point we've been making in this space for months, that all of the talk of a tight labor market overlooked the vast pool of idle workers during the Obama years. Yeah, no kidding. Wall Street Journal editorial board writes, the jobs report Friday was a bad day in certain media and political precincts as the labor market turned in another gangbuster performance in January. Job growth was solid across industries with a notable bump in construction, 52,000. Durable goods manufacturing, 20,000. Manufacturing jobs have climbed 261,000 over the last year. Wow. And yet, somehow, you're going to always have partisans. It's like people that didn't like Obama no matter what. Nothing Obama would do politically would get me to like the guy because he was a socialist, basically. He was a community organizer. He was a, you know, saw government as a solution to every problem. I'm never going to say, you know what, but I didn't hate the guy. I didn't run around every day saying how terrible, awful this was, that was. You know, this, the extremes are always going to be there. But I don't understand why there isn't more breakthrough in the middle of folks who aren't these hopeless partisans that are never going to like anybody on the other side politically. And just in the middle, just look on the middle class is benefiting. I don't get it. I really don't. Don't get it. Wow, are we getting close to the North Coast Safety Council's big event. Really looking forward to that. And by the way, they have a lot of things going on right now, like the CPR AED first aid adult classes. Fargo, February 13th. Minot, Feb 15. Bismarck, Feb 19. Williston, Feb 21, if you've been waiting for that. Statewide, they do these. If those dates don't work, find one for you at ndsc.org. Defensive driving course. This is a dandy. February 11th in Minot. But they're also doing them in Fargo, Grand Forks, Williston, Bismarck. Again, ndsc.org. If you have points built up on your license or have a few too many speeding tickets that led to an increase in your premiums and insurance, take the defensive driving course from the North Dakota Safety Council. Their courses all qualify for a point reduction and insurance discount in North Dakota. That and much more going on these days at the North Dakota Safety Council, including the big safety conference. WSI, big sponsor of that, North Dakota Safety Council, private nonprofit. They do good work. Okay, do you have Senator John Hoeven there for me, Kev? Okay, so Senator Hoeven was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace yesterday. And he has what he believes is something that could break through all the politics of the border security. Here's Senator Hoeven on Fox News Sunday.
That's why I proposed at our meeting this week that we bring in the Border Patrol professionals, and we're going to do that next week. Chairman Shelby's agreed on the Senate side. We're working to get Chairman Lowy to agree as well. And then we want the, including the sector chiefs, to come in and say why they need border barrier as well as personnel and technology and take some of the politics out of the equation.
Let me continue with you, Senator Hoeven, because President Trump suggested this week that he may just give up on the work of your committee and declare a national emergency either during or just after his State of the Union speech. Here he is.
We will be looking at a national emergency because I don't think anything's going to happen. I think the Democrats don't want border security. Listen closely to the State of the Union. I think you'll find it very exciting.
Senator Hoeven, would that be a mistake for the president to preempt and not give you till February 15th to work out a deal? And how do you feel about the whole idea of declaring a national emergency in the first place? One of your Republican colleagues, Senator Rubio, says you set that precedent. You're going to get a Democratic president someday who says, well, we need a national emergency to redirect funds on climate change.
Well, the best solution is getting to one where Congress puts together a funding package for border security, including all three components, as I've laid out, that is acceptable to the House, the Senate, and to the President. That's the best solution. There have been something like 58 emergencies declared under the National Emergency Act going all the way back to 1979 and President Carter. I think 31 of those are still in force. So I think what the President is saying is if we don't compromise, and he's put compromise on the table, real compromise, things that Democrats want, but if we can't get compromise out of Speaker Pelosi and get to a good solution, then he would be forced to go the national emergency route.
Senator Hoeven crushing it on Fox News Sunday. I think, again, let the experts make the case, right? Let them make the case.
Amen.
No kidding. And I also thought Corey Lewandowski did a pretty good job of saying, fine, if you're worried about the courts, in Ninth Circuit, the precedent's there. It'll go to the Supreme Court. Get what he wants. I think that's fantastic. That's great. Tomorrow, remember, if you are in and around Fargo at all, we'd love to have you join us for an open house from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And first 50 through the door, get a free MyPillow and check out our new studios. And then next time we'll have an open house in Bismarck, right? Time we'll do a What's on Your Mind We did one time. It was a blast. We had Cloverdale Brats out in the parking lot, and folks did a drive-by and donated money for a cool project out at the Veterans Cemetery. And that was a lot of fun. Maybe we'll wait for warmer weather and do the business.
It might be a little cold for that one, but
yeah,
nice hot bacon, though. Sounds good.
Doesn't it, though? Yeah. Crank up the bacon. Exactly right. All right, fellas, we'll see you tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you. Glad you're listening to What's on Your Mind. Remember, 24/7, a guest you want to hear, a topic you want to hear, 855-200-1776, press 2. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
I'm Al Gustin. As producers, we deal with many things beyond our control. The weather, input costs, and volatile markets all create stress. That stress can take a toll on our well-being. If you're withdrawing from activities, losing sleep, or being irritable to those around you, don't go it alone. Visit with a friend, clergy member, or professional, or call First Link at 211 anytime for listening and support.
This message is brought to you by the members of the North Dakota Bankers Association and Beck Sports.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.